Okay, I didn't see this movie. You had to have seen this movie because you had a daughter. And you maybe have already seen this movie because you have a daughter. I'm speaking of Mary Poppins.
No, I didn't.
You never saw Mary Poppins?
Never have.
Did you ever see it when you were a kid?
No.
Because it came out when you were like 13.
No, I was too old for that.
I was aware and it was on, but I never stopped down.
I've never seen it before, and I don't know, is she a witch?
Or is she a nun in an umbrella?
She's like a housekeeper that comes in and she's got mystic powers and helps the family and stuff.
I don't get it. I don't understand what she is.
It never attracted my attention at all.
Well, it's like one of the more iconic movie musicals of all time. And I always got that. What's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
It's a flying car, I believe.
I get all those Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke movies. They all run together.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Like, what all do they have?
Well, there's like The Parent Trap, all those late 60s, early 70s.
They're all musicals.
Kind of.
They're all chimney sweeps. It's all set in England. Well, anyway.
Or Germany.
There's a reboot.
Boot.
Yeah.
Boot.
There's a reboot of Mary Poppins that comes out Christmas. And I sat here and watched the trailer.
Not a reboot, it's a sequel.
Oh, yeah, a sequel. I watched the trailer, and Emily Blunt plays the role that Julie Andrews made famous back in the 60s. And it's set in London 25 years after the events of the original film. And so I saw this for the first time without any knowledge of the first film, really. That, she flies into town on an umbrella and helps out some weird British family that's having issues. Again, not knowing if she's a witch, a warlock, a Wiccan, a whore.
Well, the twist this time is that it's 25 years later and it's the kids that she helped.
Yeah, they're adults now.
Yes, now that she's helping them as adults.
Yes. Okay.
I won't watch 1 minute of this.
I like Emily Blunt.
Me too.
I think she and I would be good friends.
So many blunts, so many bitches.
I love that drop so much.
Why is it playing behind that song, too?
It just feel like he's just walking down the street with a jam box. You're just looking around the streets going, so many blunts, so many bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the music that's playing in this big ghetto blaster that he's got and just kind of taking in the scene. And, and seeing, like, prostitutes and guys smoking joints and just looking back and forth.
So many blunts, so many bitches.
Just kind of talking to himself. That's what I want.
That'd be great. I hope that happens to you someday.
Let's make it happen.
You have to make it happen.
I think that, you know, like, he'll be such an icon in this city because he started this radio station, and he'll be able to walk around with a jam box on his shoulder saying whatever he wants. No matter how shocking it is.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
We need to put that music behind, like, all his drops. There was a fight at the Emmys. So, weird, the Emmys are tonight. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Yeah, the Emmys have been moved to Monday night.
We got, what, Michael Che and...
Yes.
Raleigh Fingers hosting it. Who is it?
The two SNL guys. I forget their names. Yeah, Michael Che is one of them. They're hosting. It's tonight. Well, I guess last night at some Emmys pre-party, there was a fight between Tom Arnold, who once walked past us, looked at my shirt, and said, "Hey, Dill." Remember that in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Dill.
Hey, Dill. He got in a fight with the super producer, Mark Burnett. Now, I don't know if this is publicity. I don't know what's going on here. But Arnold filed a police report today saying that he and Burnett attacked him at this party. Now, Burnett's wife is saying that Arnold attacked him or them.
Mm-hmm.
So he filed a police report. He says he's got dozens of witnesses that will corroborate his story. And I'm like, okay, why are they fighting? What's going on? Well, Tom Arnold has a TV show coming up called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. And he's been saying forever that their tapes exist of Trump during the Apprentice days of him, like, saying the N-word and all sorts of untoward things.
Mm-hmm.
And a matter of fact, he said last night that he told a group of people that the tapes had been handed over to Ronan Farrow. Ronan Farrow, of course, the writer in The New Yorker who has broken all of these Me Too stories, including the very first one, Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
So the tapes, according to him, have been handed over to Ronan Farrow. I guess they got into an argument over this because he's been harassing, Tom Arnold's been harassing Burnett, who produced The Apprentice, saying, you got the tapes, hand them over.
Turn them over, bud.
They came to blows last night in some form or fashion. All right, if these tapes do exist, which who knows if they do, would that do anything of him dropping N-bombs? Or would that just fall under the grab them by the pee category and they just move on?
I suspect it would fall under that category.
I think some of the fringe supporters, the base is the base is the base. The hardcores that just are impenetrable to any other way of thinking. I think some of the outliers that voted for him but may not be part of the hardcore base are kind of getting tired of it.
Right.
I sense that they are. It's because it's just the same stuff as far as like his rallies and speeches and whatnot.
I feel
but
like
this might. I don't think it's going to affect the hardcore.
What if it's like really shocking? Like, you know, I'm saying?
Yes, I can imagine. I grew up in Knox City.
Like really hardcore awful.
I don't know.
I can't imagine it moving the needle too much.
Oh, it'll move the needle, dude. It will move the hell out of the needle. I just want, you know what I'd love to see is how Fox News reported it. Because you know MSNBC and CNN, that's just going to be their golden goose.
It makes me uncomfortable to even think that it exists. It's so weird. Anyway, I'm wondering, though, if like Tom Arnold went after Burnett to pump up his show. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of instigated the whole thing and was trying to start some sort of, I don't know if it's a fight or what.
Conspired to stage this.
Well, no, because Burnett's not a part of this at all. Like, he doesn't need this type of pub at all. But I think maybe this sounds like something that Tom Arnold, he didn't have much going on, you know? By the way, his ex-wife, Roseanne, you think that was a very tempestuous relationship that they had?
No, I'm sure it was as placid as White Rock Lake on a nice May sunny day.
Roseanne says that, yes, her character is being killed off whenever the new show The Conner starts, and she's already told how it's going to happen. She says they have her die of an opioid overdose.
So she's just spilling the beans?
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be weird because you know already, like, this show is, I don't know why they're doing this. Why are they moving on with the show?
To see if it'll stick. What if they stick with it and without her, the thing's wildly successful still? Then it's like, wow.
That's
okay.
The thing. The people that are involved in this, you know, she's supremely talented in that role. Yeah. She's great.
And she employs a lot of people in that show, too.
Yeah, and the people around her, the actors on the riot, they're all really good. So, yes, it can work. My whole thing is, though, is like, just why? Just let it go. Just end it, you
money.
Know?
Money,
I know, but
money,
they don't.
Bro.
None of those people need the money.
Networks can never get enough.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the actors. Yeah,
those people can never get enough either. They may not really need it, but if it's there,
yeah, I know
they want it.
I mean, John Goodman doesn't need the dough. The daughter that talk show host, she don't need the dough. She's on the show. She was married to Johnny Galecki, who said he's going to be part of the show too. Well, he's also the co-star of
he's Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Well, these people also might really believe in the show and love the actual show, and it's a passion of theirs, and they want to do it.
That's true.
So they just want to keep it going, independent of her. I don't know, man. You have to ask somebody else.
Give up.
Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
I want that to be. We all need to make a pledge. I wish we could record it too.
What?
The next 10 questions that are asked of us, no matter who it is, you have to respond with that answer that you just gave.
I don't know, man. You'll have to ask somebody else.
Yeah. No matter who asks what it is.
Dude.
10 questions in a row.
So when somebody asks you that, you have to stop and pretend like you're thinking about it, but reach down and hit voice memo recorder on your phone.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that again?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You're going to have to. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try. And just walk off?
Yeah, you just walk off.
All right.
Or tell them, why don't you just look it up on your phone?
Either one are acceptable, off. Right? Yeah. Is this music? Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
I don't know.
All right, so what's the other one? The other option besides that?
I don't know. You'll have to ask somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, man. You'll have to ask somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Snake.
Yes, Danny.
Is this E! News?
No. I don't know. Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
Or I don't know, man. You'll have to ask somebody else. I'm going to try to remember to do this because I get asked questions a lot.
Yeah, we all do. I need to roll on this tonight.
What year is this?
I don't know, man. You're going to have to ask somebody else.
Colin Jost is the other guy's name besides Michael Che. Not comfortable with the fact that his last name is Che. C-H-E. That sounds fake.
Why?
Like the name that we had today and Why Today Doesn't Suck, somebody with the last name of Rackets. I don't believe that either. That's not a real name. Che is somewhere.
That's his middle name. It's Michael Che Campbell.
Oh, okay. There you go. We found out that the first Saturday Night Live host of the season, which comes up on September the 29th, the first host will be...
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
Adam Driver. He of Black Klansman.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Wars.
And Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's kind of moved on from that, man. You'll always remember him as his start being on that show, but boy.
He's big time now.
He is huge. It's amazing. Good actor.
And great.
Yeah.
He was great in Black Klansman.
Really good actor.
You know what I haven't seen yet? Solo.
You'll like it.
Came out on iTunes Friday.
Did it?
You'll enjoy it. It's very good.
I want to see it. I don't know how I missed it. I think it was one of those things where, you know what, I'm going to avoid the theaters in the initial crowded aspect of that and just wait for it for a week or so and just got sidetracked and never went. I'm very ashamed to say,
you know, Cooper,
admit this to you guys.
Cooper, our engineer, brought up a good point about Black Klansman the other day when we were on remote. He goes, you know, when they made the initial contact with the Klan and, you know, on the phone and all that, and then you sent out Adam Driver to meet the Klan.
Yeah.
At that point, didn't that render the black guy just useless? Like, why did you continue the ruse of the phone? Why didn't Adam Driver's character just take over that? What was the point?
I don't know. Maybe only the black guy knew what to say to the Klan.
I mean, seriously, what was the point? Once you developed a relationship, he served no purpose, yet it continued.
Yeah, but the whole threat of the movie was a black guy infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan.
You
couldn't write him out.
No. I know that, Mike. What I'm saying is, in real life, forget the movie, what were they doing? Like, I get the initial contact that you had to make, or that he wanted to make, but then after you've established the fact that this was the guy...
I bet they were just trying to see how long they could get away with this.
Who knows?
Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
Musical guest will be Kanye West. Maybe he'll play that Poop a Loop song or whatever that he released.
It's a really
Poopity
good,
scoop.
Good tune.
Doop.
Doopity doop.
Doopity doop. A man has been charged in an extortion plot against Kevin Hart. Are you going to go see Night School, speaking of Kevin Hart?
Yes, I doubt it.
Are you?
Is it rated R? My kids want to go.
What does that matter? They live with you.
There's nothing going to go on in that movie that they haven't already heard at home about 8 jillion times.
Yeah, daily. Dad's home, you little F's.
Hey, you guys want to watch Lady Chatterley's Lover tonight?
Ricky, do you need to take a sh-?
You remember Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Vaguely. I mean, I know the reference.
On HBO. How do you not remember that? That's like wheelhouse HBO cheap porn. I think Batman was in that.
Adam West was in one of the Lady Chatterleys, I believe.
That really threw me off as a kid.
They got naked and stuff in that?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Mud?
Yeah, I don't know, Danny. You'll have to ask somebody else.
Check that. Adam West was in The Happy Hooker Goes Hollywood.
You know, Adam West did softcore porn years and years.
I'm very aware.
It's so disturbing.
He was really good at it.
Anyway, we didn't get to the story about what happened with Kevin Hart, but trust me, you'll enjoy it when we do.
Did he get into a fight?
No, some guy had a sex tape of him that wasn't his wife and was trying to sell it and then reached out to Kevin Hart and said, I need some money, bud, or this thing's going public. And Kevin Hart's like, screw you, I don't care. And cops got a hold of him and he going to jail.
Well, are we going to see the tape?
No.
Oh, man.
It's no fun.
No.